From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The 17-nation International Syria Support Group meeting Tuesday in Vienna was unable to set a date for resumption of talks on Syria's political future. But U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said commitment to seeing a 2-month cessation of hostilities remain intact is firm.
None of us, no one, can be remotely satisfied with the situation in Syria. It's deeply disturbing. And we are all concerned about the levels of violence that broke out in recent days challenging the cessation. Russia has worked closely with the United States to upgrade our ability, which now has a 24-hour basis in Geneva with high-level people working consistently.
Kerry insisted the international community has leverage and that the 5-year conflict has no military solution for either side. He said the support group agreed that if a party to the truce persistently violates it, it could be excluded from a diplomatic agreement. Kerry also said beginning June 1st, if relief workers are unable to access humanitarian besieged areas, the World Food Program will make arrangements to accelerate airdrops and regular flights. Meanwhile, UN envoy Staffan de Mistura declined to set a date for the next round of Geneva talks, citing several factors, including the onset of Ramadan in June. Nigerian labor union and civil society groups appear prepared to stage a strike Wednesday over increased gasoline prices, despite a court-issued injunction. Talks between the government and the Nigeria Labor Congress and the Trade Union Congress broke down late Tuesday after the ruling handed down by the country's industrial court. The strike is over a nearly 70% hike in gasoline prices, prompted by the removal of a government subsidy on gas in a bid to curb an ongoing fuel shortage, exacerbated by a foreign exchange crisis. This is VOA.